Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Turn your audio up, Central Texas. You're about to listen to the best hour of high school sports talk on radio. This is the Vipe High School Spotlight. Excited to be here today. I am one of the hosts, Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohn. We have so much to cover on today's program. Obviously, in a couple minutes, we will dive into the Austin area and Central Texas high school sports scene from this week. In about 15 minutes, we will talk with Wimberly quarterback Matthew Tippy. He's having a great year so far, his first year with the Texans. We'll dive into his move to Wimberly and what he's done so far with the Texans. In about 30 minutes, we will talk with the Leander Glenn volleyball coach, Melissa Rich. She has done a great job so far with the Grizzlies, so I definitely look forward to talking to her. In about 45 minutes, we will release our updated Austin area high school football UIL 4A, 5A, and 6A rankings. And of course, we will wrap up the show with our show, Team and Player of the Week. But before we get to all that, got to bring in my co-host, Brad Cohn. How are you doing today, Brad?
Great, Thomas. How are you?
Pretty good. Definitely glad to be here. I know we have a lot to cover on today's program. And you know, like, we were kind of discussing a little bit last week, this show is in, or this season for high school football is in full mode at this point. Even busier this week than last week, which is great, especially in those two highest classifications, UIL 5A and 6A. And I know you were at the Sear Park game against Renwick Cedar Ridge, and we'll definitely dive into that. I also do want to get a preview of that big Sear Park Georgetown game coming up this week. Spoiler alert, Cedar Park and Georgetown are two of the better 5A teams in this area. So it is definitely worth you checking out his broadcast. And obviously, if you can, get out to the game because it's definitely a notable matchup in week three of the UIL 5A and 6A high school football season. But, you know, the great thing about where we're at this point is the fact that, you know, these teams, you're starting to kind of see who the better teams are in the area. You know, obviously you're 2 weeks in for the bigger schools, the small schools are 6 weeks in. So you really have a good idea about them. But what's great is, you know, we saw some notable results this past week, one of which was a great game between Sam Marcus and Lockhart. Props the Rattlers. What a win. What a bounce-back performance for them. Hail Mary, last-second touchdown to give the Rattlers their first victory under their new head coach. And there were some other notable results. Obviously, you know, you had Blake Travis really look strong against Roanoke Westwood. I thought maybe Westwood even put up more points offensively than they ended up doing, but that was a 63-20 victory for Lake Travis. So props to Lake Travis, not only offensively for scoring 63, but, you know, only slowing down Westwood. But, you know, obviously, Brad, I know I mentioned a minute ago with, you know, the Sear Park continues to roll. A good win for them against a solid Roanoke Cedar Ridge squad. How did that game play out? And, you know, obviously, you know, Cedar Park is looking ahead to this Georgetown game in week three. How do you feel like them coming off of a performance like this can kind of get them ready for that big time matchup?
Well, the main problem I had said last week with Cedar Park this year, it's probably still in place, is that they don't run the ball too well. And you really got to be able to run inside the 20s. Between the 20s, not that big a deal. They move the ball well with Ryder Hernandez. Hernandez, who went 21 for 31 for 350 yards and four touchdowns last night. So he is cooking, and they are rolling offensively at the moment, even without being able to run. But you start running up against these stout defenses, defense with a great pass rush, you got to keep them at bay with a good running attack. And that's the thing that they still got to solve. Now, Georgetown is always a tough team. They're very well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're usually big, athletic. But Cedar Park has had their number over the years. It's been about 15 years since Georgetown has beaten Cedar Park. But every year, it looks like they can. And they could this year if Cedar Park doesn't mind its P's and Q's. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. Some other notable results. Another Leander ISD school. Props Austin Varengreff for bouncing back. 44-7 victory against Clean Ellison. The Vipers are back on track. Hutto bounced back as well. 35-21 victory against Waco. Hayes, another bounce back. Looked good against a solid Dripping Spring squad. 45-28 victory. Round Rock, obviously, first victory of the season. Last week they had a scrimmage. This week was an actual game. So great to see that juggernaut offense of the Dragons get back to work in a 35-33 victory against Belton. Del Valle did lose to Liberty Hill this week. Which I think Liberty Hill is at this point the favorite in 5A D2 in this area. I mean, they're 2-0, a very quality win against Del Valle. I thought maybe, you know, Del Valle the last 2 years has had a lot of high expectations, and there's a reason why, you know, with all the big-time recruits that they have. Obviously, that victory for Liberty Hill says a lot for them to do what they did against Del Valle. I think we're still waiting to see what Del Valle can do. I think we're still trying to see what they can do to unleash all that great talent. And, you know, I think they're still at that level where it's like, hey, like, yeah, we know you have a lot. So let's see what you can do down the line to kind of prove to us that, like, hey, like, you can be a playoff team, but also a legitimate threat late in the season.
Yeah, district's getting ready to start for almost all the big 5A, 6A schools. And it will be interesting to see how Del Valle, the Cardinals, can do in their district. Because, frankly, it's tough to measure yourself against Liberty Hill, because Liberty Hill is the only offense around that runs that 1925 kind of split wing double T slot thing, whatever they call it, that nobody practices for except the week you play them. You don't see it as deceptive. It is really tough to find a handle defensively against Liberty Hill. They do a great job of running that offense against you. So it's really tough. You almost have to take a week off defensively. They'd probably, gosh, I wish we could practice against, to play against a team that's going to sling it like everybody in our district does, but we got to play Liberty Hill this week, and so we got to do something different for a week, and might even get you behind schedule a little bit going into district. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Cardinals and especially their defense can do in that district.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up that Liberty Hill game, or that Liberty Hill team, that very, you know, unique offense, because Carthage, obviously the East Texas power, they've won 59 of the last 60 games. The only loss was in the 2018 UIL 4A Division I state semifinal.
And who was that to?
It was to Liberty Hill, because they had so much trouble with that offense, as many other teams do, as you pointed out. And so there's a reason why they've been so successful. It's kind of mind-blowing at times. It's like, hey, like, you know, they're going up against this team. Okay, you know, they'll find a way to beat Liberty Hill. No, Liberty Hill's still going to find a way to win that game.
Yeah, when you watch them, you look at it and you think, well, it shouldn't be that tough. It's very compact. They all run their plays right there between the tackles, most of them. They're usually not very big or fast or strong, and they're going to get 435 yards and 49 points against you somehow.
Some other notable results. Austin High improved to 1-0. Charles Wright, the Texas commit, 4 of his 7 touchdowns came in the first quarter of the Maroons. 65-14 win against Pflugerville Conley. Props to them. Also another notable team, you had Kyle Lehman bounce back, get a early season victory against Austin Navarre Early College, 61-0. This is the Lobos' first year in 5A since they dropped down from 6A. You also had the other HCISD team that we haven't mentioned yet, Buda Johnson. They are 2-0. This is their first season as a varsity UIL member, so props to them for continuing to roll. Pflugerville is 2-0. Props to the Panthers, 21-14 victory against McNeil. A notable small school result in this area, Austin LBJR College beat Maynard. This is it's a big win for Jags, especially after they lost their season opener last week to San Antonio Cornerstone Christian School. So great to see the Jaguars back in action. Maynard will find a way to bounce back. They're a good enough program, but definitely props to the Jaguars on that particular outing. Weiss, man, they can't catch a break. The Wolves can't. They lost this heartbreaker, this gunslinging showdown with Brian Rutter, 63-56. Obviously, last week, Weiss lost to battle. Then they lost this week as well. So it'll be interesting to see how these early tests prepare the Wolves. We did have a high expectation for them going the season. So I do expect them to overcome these and learn a lot from them down the line.
I expect them still to be a solid team. They're in Cedar Park's district, and they've got a great coach in Steve Van Meter. And I just have a feeling he's going to tune them up and have them running.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are winding down segment one. We have a great segment two and three ahead. Obviously, two interviews back-to-back, so definitely stay tuned for that, plus plenty of rankings. And we'll dive into some more area high school, Central Texas and Austin area sports coverage. We will talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohn. Obviously, in segment two, which is the one that you're listening to right now, we always interview a local athlete or coach from the Austin area or Central Texas, and we got a good one here. Obviously, I've been following what you've been doing at Wimberley since you started the season a couple weeks back, and I know y'all are actually over halfway through the season already, six games in, which is really good. Y'all are really rocking and rolling, and the guy that's behind that particular success is quarterback Matthew Tippy. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Obviously, I know you've been rocking and rolling with the Texans so far in 2020, and you have a kind of interesting story. I know you were playing at Burnett last year, and now you're sure at Wimberley. How did that particular move occur, and how are you liking Wimberley so far?
Oh, Wimberley is great. I love Wimberley. My dad, he works in San Marcos, so my dad started making the closer drive to his work, and we thought Wimberley would be the best for us, and it's going great so far.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty close drive, and obviously I knew, you know, it's been a weird year with COVID, and obviously, you know, you're also trying to kind of get used to the new system at Wimberley. How have you to manage everything, and obviously, you know, being able to, you know, not only manage everything, but find so much success so far in 2020?
I know when I first came to Wimberley, I got to know my receivers really well. Most of the kids on the team, me and my receivers, we'd go to the field every other day. We'd throw the ball. I'd get to know them, how they ran, just what they can do, and start to get used to throwing soon, because I know it's going to be a good year. And it was a long year of study. I've been studying playbook a lot. I had to get it down for this year.
Yeah, Matthew, this is Brad Cohn, also with Vipe. What's the difference in offenses between the one you ran at Burnett for the Bulldogs and what you're running for the Texans in Wimberley? How different are the offenses?
They're different. I mean, we both ran the spread, obviously, but Wimberley, we tossed around the field a lot more than Burnett did. We spread the ball out. We have really good rate receivers, so we have tons of weapons on the field we could throw to. Also, we have a great running back, Moses, and we do a lot of play action. It's great. I love the offense here in Wimberley.
And I know, obviously, we were all kind of keeping an eye on the Wimberley Texans last year as they made it to the state championship game in 2019. Was there anything that you knew about this team, this particular program, the coaching staff, some of the players before you kind of, jumped in the pool this year?
I'd always go on Max Preps, and I'd check how old most of the kids were, and I knew when I was coming here that we're gonna have a lot of returners coming back this year, and I knew this was gonna be good. We had almost all 11 starters on defense this year, which is that helps a lot. And it's my receivers are all my grade. We're all connecting well. We're doing pretty good so far.
Matt, I see you also are a baseball player. Best, football or baseball? Which one lights your fire?
It's really tough. I love baseball. Pitching is my thing. I love that more than anything. And I've been doing both of them since I was really young. Football is definitely, I think football deserves more hype. I think football.
This is Texas after all.
Yeah.
Probably depends on what season you're in, right? In spring, you're a baseball guy?
Yes, sir.
Or you're a football guy?
Yes, sir. I play all around summer. I play all around baseball. Yes, sir.
And I know you mentioned that, the offenses at Burnett and Wimberley, obviously both spread offenses. Do you feel like that move, that similarity allowed you to find so much success so early in your time at Wimberley?
Yes, most definitely. The spread, we've been spreading the ball out since Burnett ever started running the spread. Offense I'm really used to, and it just works great.
How well did the Wimberley fan base embrace you? At one point last year, you're the quarterback of the other team. How has that gone for you?
Yeah, for the most part, I think the fans are liking it, but I don't know. I don't really keep up with the fans.
Well, I'm sure they're liking the results. I see you got a 9.8 yards per attempt number, 1,408 yards, 9 touchdowns, 281 yards a game. I'm sure they're going to be cheering for you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And Matthew, I know, so far, not only your individual success, but team so far. I mean, 5-1 on the year, 6 games in the season, and obviously, we all know what this program did last year before you were a member of it. But what would you like to kind of preview in terms of like what else are y'all gonna show the fans the rest of the season? Do you have do you want to go out on the edge and say, hey, like, this is the ultimate goal that we want to get to?
Yes, our ultimate goal this year is to make it all the way. We have our district this year is not the best, so we're gonna have to have a really good practices, taking no days off, because we got to get really prepared for the playoffs, because our district is not the best this year.
Sorry to interrupt, Matthew. I was going to ask you a little bit about your district. Has your coach talked to you guys about how to stay sharp as district play starts? If you look at your schedule, it looks to be kind of front-loaded with tough teams and non-district. Your district is an interesting makeup. Navarro,
yes,
which is Lanier. Austin Achieve, which is a startup school, just played their first game and won it this last week. Eastside Memorial, which is Johnston. Maynard New Tech is a smaller specialty school. Young Men's Leadership Academy, and then you guys, Wimberley. You're really the only established name and power in that district.
Sir.
Is there any conversation from your coach to the team about, hey, we can't go soft here because we look at these names. We got to play tough. How is he handling that?
Yes, sir. Coach Warren has been talking a lot about our district. How we every practice we can't take a day off, can't slack around just because we're playing these type of teams, and we just gotta keep playing because it's only going to get us ready for playoffs and the run we're going to make. We just gotta take no days off in practice. We just gotta go 100% every day.
And obviously in non-district, y'all played some great teams: Canyon Lake, Cuero, Lampasas, Fredericksburg. What did y'all learn, or what did you learn from those 4 games? Obviously, to open the season, strong competition, teams that have won state championships, or obviously have storied football traditions that you feel like can prepare y'all for some of those playoff tests once you get through a district.
Yes, our pre-district teams have been really good. Lampasas is a really, really great opponent to go against. Lampasas is really good. I see Lampasas going pretty far this year. Charles Lampasas. They definitely got us better. Lampasas definitely got us better. Fred got us better. They're helping us more than our district's going to help us. And it was tough, but we came out on top and we won a few of them games. But yeah, that's it.
Matthew, give a little love. Give some shout-outs to some of your receivers who've been doing such a great job hauling in your throws and some of your offensive linemen who are keeping people off your back.
Yeah, shout-out to Jackson Watts, Ty Pruitt, all of them guys, my outside receivers. You know, Christian Marshall, that was one of our really good receivers we had in Wembley. That he suffered a broken fibula against Fredericksburg, which he's out for the season, which it hurt a little bit, but we got to keep rolling. Shout-out to Nathan Simpson. Juan Almeida is one of our running backs, and Moses Ray. They're helping out a lot. We're all connecting together. We got to find a way to do it. Got to find a way to do it this year, yes, sir.
I know you mentioned, you know, obviously some big names there, Moses Ray, Christian Marshall, Jackson Watts. All three of those guys were part of that team last year that made the state final. How did they welcome you into this program?
They were welcome. I was my first day here. I felt like I was home, and I just felt really comfortable around these guys. They brought me in really well. Jackson Watts, one of my main friends. We'd always hang out. Me and him would always throw the ball. Me, Christian, and Jackson always throw the ball. We'd go out, just go work on what we need to do for this year. And sir, I got welcomed really good and warm, really.
That's great. And as we're winding down this interview, I wanted to ask just, you know, kind of a fun question. What's been kind of the best thing besides the football team being part of Wimberley ISD that you've really enjoyed about just Wimberley, Texas?
Oh, the community, Wimberley's it's a nice place. People here are just great. My family loves it here. It's just all around a really good place, Wimberley.
Matthew, Maynard New Tech coming up is your next game this week, Friday. No doubt you've been watching film today on them. What do you see in them that you're going to have an answer for?
Their DBs aren't that bad this year. We're gonna have to connect with our receivers, work on our O line this week, make sure we get all of our game plan down for them. And I think their defense is gonna be pretty decent this year, but we just gotta work together and beat that.
And obviously, I know you mentioned Doug Warren earlier, obviously a very accomplished coach at Wimberley.
Yes, sir.
What have you learned from him since you joined the program? What has he done to help you really fit into what they've been doing in past years?
Which one? He's helped me a lot around here. He taught me how much of a leader you got to be to on the team, especially as a QB role. And so he always says that you're not gonna go as far as you want to go. Like you got to be a leader. Without leaders, it's just not gonna happen. Being a leader is a big role on the team. He's taught me a lot, yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. We've really enjoyed talking to you. And obviously, good luck to you and the Wimberley Texans the rest of the season. We definitely expect big things the rest of the season in 2020.
Sir, thank you.
Good luck, Matthew.
Thank you.
We've just been talking with Wimberley quarterback Matthew Tippy. Big thanks to him for joining us on this discussion. Really enjoyed hearing about his move from Burnet down to Wimberley and how he's really fitted in and how the community has welcomed him in to their town and their community and their school and their school district. Because, you know, obviously you never know how it is, you know, making that move. He is a senior. So obviously for him to bring the senior leadership from playing with a successful Burnet program the last couple of years, but also just, you know, finding a way to still contribute and be a big time player for the Texans. We're definitely looking forward to seeing what they can do the rest of the season in 2020. And Brad, were there any other kind of reactions that you had from that interview and our discussion with him?
No, I love talking to these guys, especially the quarterbacks. You know, they end up having to know the game so much better than other positions. And it's interesting just to hear their insights on what they're doing, their relationships with players and coaches. And I love doing this.
Yeah, exactly. We always enjoy hearing about these players, and we'll dive into some more Central Texas and Austin area sports coverage. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside with Brad Cohn. We have a loaded third segment for y'all today. Obviously, we are going to continue to cover the high school sports scene in the Austin area and Central Texas. I know we're going to dive into the different area football standing races, kind of let you know how some of the teams are doing in the different 5A D1, 5A D2, and 6A classifications. And let's get to that. And then obviously on the back end, we will release our updated Vipe Austin 4A football rankings. But I know Brad has all that stuff in front of him, and I'm looking forward to diving into that with him.
All right, let's start with 13 5A D2. That's Pflugerville, Conley, Eastview, Brenham, Cedar Creek, Elgin, Rouse, Glenn, and Bastrop. Let's look at how those districts are lining up right now. Now, these aren't district records, of course, because the big schools didn't start till just recently. Nobody's played any more than a couple of three games at the most. So let's look at that district. Conley is got a tough start. They've only scored 14 points, given up 100. They are 0-2. Eastview also 0-2. Brenham is also 0-2. Cedar Creek also 0-2. This district not starting out so well. Elgin 0-1, but it was a one-point loss, 34-33. Rouse is 1-1. Glenn is 1-1. Bastrop 2-1. So as a whole, the district not doing very strongly. A surprise team for me, Thomas. I'm going to look at each of these and look at a surprise team. If we can find one, might be Brenham. You know, Brenham spent years ruling the district just east of Austin. Lots of talent, lots of good coaching, good size, good athletes. They started 0-2 here, been outscored 83-38 in their two games, and there's only, you know, there's only so much room to start 0-2 and have a great year.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think of the teams that I thought would get off to a slow start, both Brenham and Georgetown Eastview are teams that are shockers. I mean, obviously, you mentioned what Brenham's done. I know Georgetown Eastview has been a respectable football program in recent years as well. For both of them to start 0-2, I think it's going to show that, like, you know, hopefully they've been playing some really good teams, because you know, you'd think that once they get into district play, it'll really set up a really you know, motivated and feisty district battle.
Yeah, so only three wins amongst all eight of the teams there in that district. Let's move up to 11 5A D1. Let's see, there are five teams that have not lost yet. Anderson had their first game last week. Had a bye the first week, so they're 1-0. They beat McCallum, a former arch rival there in AISD.
Taco Shack Bowl.
Yeah, Taco Shack Bowl, right. Then Pflugerville, they're at 2-0. Cedar Park's 2-0. Georgetown's 2-0. Henderson's 2-0 is a strong league. Maynard 0-1, but they played a tough team, LBJ. Leander 0-2. Weiss 0-2. And Weiss has had some bad luck. Now, Leander's really struggling. They're not scoring a lot of points. They got blasted just this last week. They're really struggling. Had a new coach starting last year after a couple of 0-10 seasons, and I still see some room for improvement that they're probably going to make this year. But in this district, you may not see it in the one loss total. You might see it in the margin total more and just quality of play. The surprise team to me is Pflugerville in this team. They were picked by Texas Football to finish near the bottom, just one up from the bottom, certainly out of the playoff money. They're 2-0 and outscored their two opponents 56-14. One of those was a big rivalry win over their arch rival, Conley.
Exactly.
They're the surprise team to me in this district.
Yeah, it's a great pick. I mean, Pflugerville, I know they've done so much over the years, but because that district's grown so much, you know, some of the talent's been moved to some of their other campuses in Pflugerville ISD. But yeah, props to Panthers for not only beating Fluva Conley, their rival in week one, but obviously starting 2-0. I mean, this is such a great district, very competitive. I mean, you know, Cedar Park and Georgetown are still the front runners. I know we've mentioned in the past that Fluva Henderson, you know, they're making the drop from 6A. They had success at the state's highest classification as well. And obviously, whenever you come off a rivalry win like Austin Anderson did against Austin McCallum, you know, you're definitely going to be motivated to, you know, build off of that. So this is going to be a spectacular race. I know you mentioned Maynard and, you know, the disappointing season opening loss against the very strong Austin OEJ squad. But, you know, this team, don't worry about their 0-1 record. This team will be fine. This team will be right in the mix for not only the playoffs, but a potential, you know, run at the district title. I mean, they made it to the regional final last year. And they upset Cedar Park in the playoffs after losing in the regular season. So keep an eye on Maynard. I know they're 0-1, but, man, they're the team that will be fine as the season goes on.
Lots of talent, a good head coach. You're right, they'll be fine. They won't end with a losing record, certainly. That district is 9-5 overall right now, and all five losses just spread over three teams out of the eight. Now let's look at 26-6A. That's Westlake and Lake Travis's league. And, of course, those two are unbeaten. We also got one more unbeaten team, Austin High, with that 65-14 win last week. They are 1-0. Mr. Maru and crew. Those are the only three unbeaten teams in that league. Everybody else has at least a loss. Bowie at the bottom at 0-1. Hayes 1-1. Aikens 1-1. San Marcos 1-1. Del Valle 1-1. And several of those won just this last week. And to me, the surprise team there, everybody knew Westlake and Lake Travis going to be climbing near the top. Surprise team to me is a little bit, I guess, is Bowie. Bowie has had a history of good success over the last decade or so. I'm a little surprised to see them as the only winless team at this point in the district.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that regularly makes the playoffs. I believe they have a double-digit playoff year streak, something like 15 or so years. I know as long as I've been living in the Austin area, and I've lived in the Austin area twice in my life, they've always been right in the mix. And this could be the year that Bowie misses the playoffs. I mean, when you have, obviously, the Westlakes, Lake Travis is in there. You have, obviously, Hayes, who's still, you know, a solid program. You got a loaded Del Valle squad. It's going to be really interesting to see how this team or this district plays out. I mean, really, it used to be, you know, you could kind of mark them in, you know, Lake Travis, Westlake in either order, Hayes, Bowie. And now it's like, hey, now you got Del Valle, who's made some noise earlier this season. So I'm excited for it. But man, San Marcos, props to them. Big time win. First one under new head coach John Walsh. And I know it was exciting. Last second thriller, game winning touchdown as time expired. You know, obviously, Cannon Webb, big time reception in the end zone. So I'm really excited to see how San Marcos builds off of that. I think this could be the team that could disrupt some of that also normalcy that, you know, we've become, you know, kind of accustomed to in recent years.
So now let's take a look at our final 6A league, 25-6A. This is Stony Point, Round Rock, and those guys. We've got two teams winless, three teams undefeated. The winless teams are Cedar Ridge, but they just started Friday night, and they started against a state-ranked power and acquitted themselves well, only 28-14 loss to the Timberwolves. They're 0-1. McNeil, 0-2, giving up a lot of points, giving up about 25 points a game. And Hutto, Vandy, and Westwood all at 1-1. Of course, Vandegur started out tough, too, against Cedar Park. Westwood's had a tough slate, but they've got a great offense, as Thomas has mentioned many times. Hutto, they got the tough jump up to 6A and into a tough district. They are 1-1, but they won last week. The undefeated teams, Stony Point 1-0, Vista Ridge 2-0, Round Rock 2-0. Those are all strong teams. To me, maybe the surprise is Stony Point starting off with the win. I know it's only one game, but they've been down recently, really ever since the opening of Cedar Ridge, which siphoned a lot of the talent pool south out of Stony Point. The Tigers kind of dropped down from their state and at one point national top 10 rankings. But a 1-0 start, 30-27 win last week is good for the Tigers.
Yeah, big win for them. And I know, you know, they aren't the only Round Rock team that has playoff aspirations for the 2020 season. I mean, props to Round Rock for starting 1-0. And Cedar Ridge is hanging in there. I know they lost their first game to Cedar Park, but
they'll be good.
Yeah, they'll be strong. I mean, you know, whenever you go up against Cedar Park, you know, you hope to pull off the upset. But a lot of times you come out on the losing end, as Cedar Ridge did this past week. Westwood, another respectable program, 1-1. Cannot forget about, you know, you got Austin Vandergrift. You know, before their week one loss, they hadn't lost a regular season game since 2017. So, you know, yeah, they bounced back in week two, which is great. So they're still a regular season power, one that you don't want to mess with. Cedar Park Vista Ridge is, man, they're just crazy good right now. That offense, I mean, I know last year they made a big leap forward with quarterback Kyle Brown, and man, this year they seem to be even better, which is great. I'm glad that Vista Ridge is, you know, doing some great things in Cedar Park. And then you cannot forget about Hutto, you know, bounce back for them this week. So a lot of great things going on in 25-6A right now.
And you mentioned Cedar Ridge it will be okay, even though it's that opening loss to Cedar Park last night. They had a quarterback who had never taken a varsity snap before, Joaquin Sandoval, and the guy throws for like 183 yards against the Black Rain defense. So they'll be all right. He's a good size kid. When he ran the ball, he ran strong. They're going to do well under him. And Drew Sanders at Vandergrift, what a great coach he is. He'll do a great job. Rodney Vincent at Vista Ridge. I love to give these coaches props when they do such great jobs with these kids.
Exactly. Well, let's wrap up this segment with our updated Vipe Austin UIL 4A rankings. Obviously, you know, we do this every show, as we do with 5A and 6A, and you'll hear 5A and 6A in our final segment. But what's crazy about 4A this week was there were a lot of teams that had a bye week this week. Mm. You know, they played their first 5 weeks and then they took a break, and then they'll play games the next 5 weeks for district competition. But this will be the updated rankings. There were a couple key matchups in the top 10 that really changed the lineup, but definitely let's release those, and then I'll say a couple words at the end of it.
All right, starting at number 10, Austin Achieve, the brand new school, their first game Friday night, and they got a win. Congratulations to Austin Achieve. At number 9, Smithville. Up at number 8, Burnett Bulldogs. Giddings Buffaloes in at number 7. The number 6 teams, LaGrange. Number 5 is LBJ, and congratulations to the Jags. Big win over Maynard, a team in a higher classification than them Friday night. Salado up to number 4. Fredericksburg, the Batlin Billies at number 3. When I say Batlin Billies, I always break into Keith Jackson's voice. Batlin Billies. I don't know why. Wimberley, the Texans, our quarterback we just talked to. They're at number 2. And the number 1 team, got to be the Badgers of Lampasas. Everybody's piling large margin wins up on their record.
I know. And crazy about Lampasas. I mean, they were so dominant in their first 3 weeks, and then they haven't had a game in 3 weeks. And so I know they're ready to return to action this week, which they will have a game scheduled. And props to Wimberley, impressive 45-13 win against Alice. I know you mentioned the Batman Billies of Fredericksburg. That's my mom's favorite mascot. Salado, solid 63-3 win against Gatesville. Gatesville last week was number 10, but Salado does stay at number 4. Gatesville does have a losing record, so I am going to keep Salado where they're at. Obviously, you mentioned the LBJ win against Maynard. Very impressive. Excited to see where LBJ goes from here. LaGrange, Giddings, Burnett, Smithville were also off, as Fredericksburg and Lampasas was. And I know you mentioned Austin Achieve at number 10. Props to them. First UIL varsity and district football win for the Polar Bears. That is their mascot. They have a purple field on campus, 44-21 against Austin Eastside Memorial Early College.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole like Boise State thing. Well, we're going to wrap up this segment and this show. Obviously, stay tuned in a couple minutes. We have segment 4. Unfortunately, we weren't able to reach Leonard Glenn volleyball coach Melissa Rich on today's program. We hope to get her on next week's show or a future episode. But props to everyone that made this week's ranking, and we'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight. I'm Thomas Spangham, joined alongside with Brad Cohn. We are wrapping up this great program, and obviously a lot of great coverage in the high school scene so far on this program, as we do every week at this time, 2 to 3 p.m. on Sundays on Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HD2. This segment, we are going to release our 5A and 6A area football rankings. Brad will be giving you the announced or whatever the ranking is for each team that are in the top 10 for 6A and obviously 5A for 5A D1 and 5A D2. And I'll just chime in with some comments. I'm sure Brad will have some comments about the teams as well. But let's get underway. And then at the end of this, we will announce our show and a show, team, and player of the week. So definitely stay tuned for the next couple of minutes. We definitely have a lot to wrap up the show with on a high note.
All right, we just gave you the 4A rankings a few minutes ago on the other side of that break. So we'll start with 5A D2. Only do five teams in each of the 5A Ds, one and two. We'll start with number five, one of the three high schools in Leander. It is Rouse, the Rouse Raiders of Josh Mann, in now at number five with a good start to their season. Up a notch at number four, another Leander High School, Glenn. Rob Shanfield's crew of the Glenn Grizzlies, and they have started their whole football career great just in the last couple of years. Up number three, Bastrop, the Bears, in at number three this week in our 5A D2 rankings, doing a good job. At number two, Marble Falls, the Mustangs out there west of Lake Travis, climbed up to number two. And at the top of the 5A D2 rankings, Liberty Hill, team we were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah, a lot of great teams right here. Obviously, Marble Falls and Liberty Hill are still 2-0 in the season. Perfect records on the season. Very impressive win for Liberty Hill, 44-27 win against Del Valle, as we mentioned earlier. Marble Falls keeps pulling these games out. 34-33 victory against Elgin. Bastrop did bounce back with a 38-10 win against Austin Travis Early College. They were previously not ranked. Leander Glenn and Rouse did lose, but they are still very strong enough programs that they deserve to be in our top five for this classification this week.
All right, let's move up one classification to 5A D1. And in at number five, Hendrickson, the Hawks of head coach Chip Killian. Going up to number four, the new Johnson High School in Buda. A good start to their careers. At number three, a state power the last couple of years, Dripping Springs, the Tigers. And at number three, they're going to be another power again this year. At number two, a team from Williamson County has got a big game tonight starting out their district play, and it's the Georgetown Eagles. And at number one, Cedar Park Timberwolves. They've got that game against Georgetown. Number one versus number two in our 5A D1 rankings this Friday night, Thomas.
Yeah, this classification is looking like a really strong one, arguably the toughest classification in our area. You know, you still have 2-0 Cedar Park, 2-0 Georgetown, 2-0 Buda Johnson, 2-0 Pflugerville-Henderson. That doesn't even include 2-0 Pflugerville or 1-0 Austin Anderson. So a lot of great teams in here. Cedar Park impressed again, 28-14 win against Round Rock Cedar Ridge. They keep rolling. That sets up the 1-2 matchup with Georgetown this week at Gupton Stadium on the northwest side of town. Definitely looking forward to that. I know Brad will be on the call for that, so definitely stay tuned for that VIPE Live broadcast. Georgetown keeps rolling, 38-14 win against Coppers Cove. The Eagles are really ready for that battle that they get every year with Cedar Park. So it'll be really interesting to see who comes out on top in that one. But currently, we like Cedar Park a little bit better than Georgetown. I think Cedar Park's impressed a little bit more than Georgetown if you look at what they've done so far in the 2 weeks of the UIL 5A season. Number three, Dripping Springs, as you mentioned, 1-1. Did take a step back against Hayes this past weekend, a 45-28 loss, Driven Springs will find a way to bounce back. They always seem to play Hayes. It gives them a test early in the season to really show, hey, like, okay, yeah, we're playing a 6A team. What do we need to do to get better and be, or at least stay among the area's top 5A D1 teams? Buda Johnson, 2-0, another Hayes CIC team. As we mentioned earlier with Cal Lehman and Hayes High School's Buda Johnson, 56-8 win against Austin Crockett Early College. There's only been a handful of area teams in their first varsity season that have started 2-0 in their first varsity UIL season. So the Jaguars are really they should have a bright future based off of what they've done so far. And then Flugler Henderson, as you mentioned before, 24-7 win against Killeen. Solid victory for the Hawks. The Hawks seem to be back in that very high level play that they were in the 2017-2018 seasons. And I know last year they were down, but man, they seem to be fitting into that 5A classification.
Oh, yeah. 11-5A has four really tough teams. Manor, despite a loss to LBJ this week. Hendrickson, that you just mentioned, number 5 in our rankings. Number 2, Georgetown. And number 1, Cedar Park. That is a really tough district slate.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really excited to see who comes out on top with that.
All right, now to 6A. We'll do 10 of them here in 6A. Starting at number 10, it's the Cardinals of Del Valle. Thomas?
Yeah, the Cardinals, yeah, they struggled this past week. Still a lot of talent, a lot of big-time recruits, D1, FBS. This team will be fine. They got a challenge. They will learn from it. I have Del Valle falling from 7 to 10 this week.
At number 9, the Round Rock Dragons, and they got a win.
We were talking about them last week on this show, and the Dragons deserve to be in the top 10 this week. 35-33 victory. Held off a Belton rally in the second half, so props to the Round Rock Dragons for pulling out that one.
And the reason, perhaps, that Dripping Springs is just 1-1, you mentioned a moment ago, is number 8, the Hayes Rebels. That's who they happen to lose to, the 8th-ranked 6A team.
Yeah, so Hayes actually started the season as our number 8 team, preseason 6A team. Lost last week, bounced back, quality win, as we mentioned before, with Dripping Springs. So Hayes deserves to be back in the top 10 this week.
At number 7, the Hippos of Hutto changed districts, changed classifications, and got a very, very hard-fought win Friday night.
Yeah, against Waco, 35-21. Great to see the Hippos get their first win as a 6A program.
And Shoemaker from Killeen is in at number 6.
Yeah, they obviously impressed in week 1, had a bye week. This team will be one of the stronger ones on the north side of our coverage area.
You know, Shoemaker has always got a tough road to hoe because they're mainly fed by neighborhoods that are military. And the military moves people around every couple of years. And so as a coach at a school like that, it's really tough. You got this junior all-state guy, a defensive tackle, come back next. And no, his dad was transferred to North Carolina. And that happens all the time. I feel for the chore of coaches of schools like Shoemaker have that situation in their demographics. Up at number 5, the Vandegrift Vipers. They got on the winning track again.
Yeah, 44-7 win against Killeen Ellison. Pretty easy. The Vipers will be fine in 25-6A. Yeah, they struggle against Cedar Park, but that was an early test. They'll learn from it as they did from week 1 to week 2. This team will be fine. They're back at number 5.
Temple Wildcats in at number 4.
Yeah, one of a handful of area teams that are 2-0 so far in the season. They stay at number 4, 28-13 victory against a solid and strong Magnolia West squad.
And pushing its way hard against the number 1 and 2. At number 3 now, Vista Ridge, and they are piling points on people.
Yeah, they're making the case to be one of the top teams in this area. I mean, they are killing it right now. Kyle Brown, quarterback, led the Rangers a 45-7 win against Leander. They are really looking strong. They could be the team that dethrones Austin Vandegrift and that very strong competitive district. We will see. They still have to play each other, but, man, Vista Ridge is looking like the early favorite.
And in at number 2, the defending state champs, the Chaparrals of Westlake. Another big win Friday night.
Yeah, I had to think twice about keeping Westlake at number 2 this week. I know Westlake lost a lot of talent to graduation from that state championship team last year. But, man, they've impressed back-to-back weeks. This team could become number 1 again not too long down the road. 56-0 win against Waco Midway.
On the other hand, the number 1 team really was impressive. It's Lake Travis. They beat Westwood 63-20. The game may not have been that close. It was 56-6 going into the fourth quarter. 3 second quarter touchdowns, 4 third quarter touchdowns for the Cavalier offense.
Yeah, it says a lot for, you know, obviously Lake Travis to slow down Roanoke Westwood like they did, because, you know, we know about the electric offense that the Warriors possess. But for Lake Travis to have a complete team effort, dominate like they did early, hang on against Westwood in a 43-point victory, they deserve to stay at number one. They're 1-0 on the year.
Yeah, so all these teams doing a great job. Congratulations for being in our rankings.
Yeah. Obviously, thank you so much for sharing those. And we are definitely going to continue to update these, release these firsthand on this show every Sunday. So definitely stay tuned. Make sure you turn your radio dial to Talk 1370 AM on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. or Magic 95.5 HD2. Like we did on last week's show, and we will also do on every show, is hand out some Team of the Week and Player of the Week awards. This week, we have a special Team of the Week. I know offline, Brad, you and I were talking a little bit about this program. They impressed in their first ever UIL varsity football game. Austin Achieve, congrats to them. First UIL varsity and UIL varsity district football win, 44-20 victory against Austin Eastside Memorial College. Props to them. I know they have an exciting future ahead. Got a chance to interview a player and a coach at their school last year before they were coming to UIL. So I know they were excited then. I know they're extremely excited now that they know that they are starting to find success in the big time high school football league. And then our player of the week for the show. This is a guy that probably is going under the radar a little bit, but man, what a performance he had. Round Rock's Ty Dillon, 3 blocked kicks for the senior. Props to him for doing that spectacular outing and performance. So congrats to both Austin Achieve Football for being named the show Team of the Week and Round Rock's Ty Dillon for being named the show Player of the Week. Well, we are winding down this program. Big thanks to the guys behind the scenes, putting us on air, the producers. Obviously, big thanks to Brad Cohn for being here, joining the discussion once again. I'm Thomas Bingham for those guys as well. You can follow Vipe on social media, Vipe ATX, Vipe_ATX, and Vipe Texas. That is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, respectively. We will talk to you next week. Hope you all have a great week. We look forward to covering this area for weeks on end. We cannot wait to continue to announce everyone's great performances. Talk to you then. Thomas Bingham signing off. Adios, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.